The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
All right. Talk in respect to wealth. Shalom. So we're talking about mistakes people make with amassing wealth, amassing money. And basically, all the rule for mistake is that the money became the end in itself. The person wants covered, and he feels he's going to get covered through that. Wants power. And maybe that's what he's running after, covered in power. So he'll do whatever he can to get it, and then he gets into trouble because he does it in improper ways. And the chalal. If he doesn't do anything illegal or not proper, the way he amasses the money, but amassing the money is basically going against the Ratzon Hashem, because Hashem doesn't want us to be in this world just to amass money. He wants us to be Ayin Hashem. Basically, he's giving up his Olam Haba for Olam Haza. Because he's so involved in his running after his money and his business and building himself up. He doesn't even have time for proper avodas Hashem, not to learn, to daven his man, is totally preoccupied. He doesn't realize that it's possible to have both. My main goal is to get over Hashem. Or the way to move Hashem is with the money that Hashem gives me. Then he always is on track, because he's doing everything. Part of this is one of the forms of the Zavayit Hashem. And come on, and that says, Aruch Yomim B'yaminos Meil Oishu V'Kolim. Over the Oishu V'Kolim Fonecha. Hashem gives the Oishu V'Kolim. And to do things properly, give it to us. For me, important to know that the classic dream, if I'd be a rich man or whatever it is not such a simple thing.
Kol HaLashon.
And nothing worthwhile to dream for. We should do what we can, do it properly, as a part of Avodas Hashem. If we do it that way, then all the time we're working is also part of Avodas Hashem. Well, unfortunately, if we don't do it that way, then all that time we're spending there, we're just involving ourselves in Olam Haza, and we're just giving away those precious days we have in this world. It says, people that work hard and eventually make the money sometimes convince themselves, oh, I brought all this money. They don't really just a gift from Hashem. It's like a person who was going on Midbar and he got thirsty and he found a cistern full of water that were not sweet water. He was so excited about it. He drank that water, even though it wasn't pleasant water. He went a little bit more and he saw Amish, a wellspring of delicious sweet water. And then he felt bad and he didn't wait. A little longer, he could have quenched his thirst with the delicious water. It's also people that are thirsty for money. They try all kinds of means to produce the money. One that they think is going to do it the quickest they take, even if it may not be the best one. And sometimes it's not the straightest one, sometimes it's the one that you really have to work hard the whole time. If you had a little more patience, there wouldn't be so much running to get the money right away. You would see that Hashem would have brought him all the things you need, even without all that extra work and possibly not the straightest way of doing things. Okay, we should have a good day, and appreciate that Hashem is taking care of us, and if we go with him, and be happy with what we have. Hashem will give us what we need, and at times even a lot more than we need. And we'll be serious about Agnes Nefesh, the counts what a person thinks, even subconsciously, that he's the one who's producing money. Have a good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.